Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back 7 to the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. She is the tax mama. She's a syndicated columnist. She's the author of all the important books on small business taxes. Small Business Taxes Made Easy, Deduct Everything. That's the new one. TaxMama.com. Go there and check it out. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Eva, we're talking about, by the way, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate you very much. We're talking about some of the tax implications. Say again?
My favorite morning plays.
I know. I get that all the time. So when you're buying and selling a business, there are tax implications. In the previous segment, we talked about some of the issues of buying stock, buying the company outright with the stock, as if you now own the corporation, or just buying the assets, the phone number, the customer list, the inventory, the contracts, hopefully the contracts are transferable, as opposed to buying the stock. What are some of the other things we need to pay attention to, Eva?
Well, okay, this is one of the things. Once you've decided that you are buying the business versus the stock, or that you're selling the business, there's a form that nobody seems to know about. And the form number is 8594. It is called an asset acquisition statement. And, you know, when you are the person selling the business, you want everything you sell to be to generate capital gains for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because your taxes are
right.
lower. The
right.
person buying the business wants everything to be depreciable because then they can take big deductions.
Right. And maybe even amortize some of it, not just depreciate.
Right. Exactly. So you basically have conflicting interests between the buyer and the seller. The one who knows about this form is the one who wins, and they
mm-hmm.
determine how the other person's life, tax life, is handled.
Hmm.
Because you're going to, let's say you're the seller and you want everything to be capital, you're going to fill out this asset acquisition statement and break it down, break the components down into the different classifications of assets that are being sold, and you're going to control whether they're capital or ordinary. Ideally, according to the form, the buyer has to also sign the form and agree to it. If they don't and they're not participating, they're stuck with whatever you
so
have
it's,
told
it's
the IRS.
So it's a win-lose form. It's not a win-win form.
Well, it's a win-win form if you do it together.
Okay.
If you do it together, and it's part of the intelligent negotiation of how we're going to treat these, what value we're
going
to put on.
I'm going to say 99% of people who buy and sell would buy or sell a business have never heard of this form.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I'm bringing this up. This is, you know, exclusively here on Jim Blasingame.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning about this very valuable form that makes an enormous difference in how you handle your business sale profits or your business purchase and what's amortizable, what the value of goodwill
mm-hmm.
is, what the value of the different hard assets, fixed
well,
assets.
Well, here's
like
the thing: this
the
tax,
and so forth.
The tax implications, and I don't mean the technical legal tax implication. I mean the calculation of tax payment implications
mm-hmm.
could be the difference in whether the deal will work or not. I mean, if you got a highly profitable company and you're acquiring somebody, and you can fill out a form that would allow you to drive your deductions over on that other company. You could literally convert some of those savings over into what you could afford to pay for the company.
Exactly.
Happens all the time, doesn't it?
And it should happen more often, because this could be a great negotiating point between the two parties. And, for instance, if the buyer is willing to agree to some things, they might be able to get the business for less money out of their own pocket, because the seller is going to get capital gains.
And you definitely want to know about it if you're buying, because if you get the wrong end of the stick on this form, then you need to negotiate your price down.
Right. Exactly. And nobody does this. And then somebody comes to Tax Mama, which is, you know, why I brought this up. And, you know, somebody says, well, what forms do I need to file? You know, I sold my business. Well,
8594, folks. That's the form number, 8594. Write that down. That's going to be on the test. Hey, Eva, good job today. You always do a great job for us. We appreciate you very much. Come back real soon.
It's great to be with you, and have a less taxing day.
TaxMama.com, folks. Check it out. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.